You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. Welcome back to our last episode of the summer series Hot Takes. So all summer, I have been sharing some unexpected, surprising, or maybe even unpopular opinions. I'm sharing things that I have talked about on Instagram and TikTok that blew up with comments and discussions and disagreements. And I really had hoped that these conversations would continue. We've been talking about all of these hot takes all summer, again, over on Instagram and TikTok. So feel free to follow us over there at The Autism Helper and join in the conversation. We have some great conversations going. My goal in this series was to really have a shift in mindset and to really be a little bit of a prompt to just think critically about things that we've always done, things that we've always thought. Because sometimes when you think of things a little different, it pushes a new understanding that can lead to great results. So in our last episode, we are talking about something near and dear to my heart, and this is functional skills. I am a former junior high teacher, and in our junior high classroom, we really leaned into functional teaching skills because my students were about to go to high school, and that was a big part of our component. Now, you're going to be surprised where my hot take goes because I love teaching functional skills, but my hot take here is that we need to never get rid of academics. And you're probably like, okay, that's not that controversial. Of course, we should never get rid of academics, but you would be surprised how often I get asked, hey, when should we shift away from academic goals and move towards functional or life skills goals? Because there is an idea that it has to be one or the other. It has to be academic or it has to be functional life skills. It can't be both. All life skills are academic. All life skills. All life skills typically involve literacy. They involve listening comprehension. They involve following direction and following multiple steps. They're typically, a lot of them involve math, right? If we think about all of the expectations we have for our students with functional and life skills, we can easily focus in on where the academic piece is. You and I use academic skills all day, every day. It's a part of our life. It's a part of how we function. We should never move away from academics. We should never stop teaching reading. We should never stop teaching math. How we teach these skills should definitely shift. How we teach literacy to an eighth grader, to a sophomore, should be different than how we teach it to a preschooler. Absolutely. But we're never walking away from academics. Oh, well, we've tried 8 years to teach this kid to read and he's not reading, so let's move on.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, one of my favorite clients started to really read as an 8th grader. Yeah. And now he is extremely fluent in reading in a really functional way. And you want to know what was the big tipping point for him as an 8th grader on why literacy, I think, really clicked and reading really clicked for him? It was getting a cell phone. When he got a cell phone, guess what? He wanted to text and he wanted to use Snapchat and he wanted to use Instagram and post on Facebook. And you need words to do all of those things. And words were suddenly meaningful. And that was the piece, I think, that school hadn't been able to click with him on, making words meaningful. And so when we think about our junior high and our high school students, we're never going to be moving away from academics. We're going to be teaching academics now in a functional, life skills based way. This entire thought and this entire belief is what had me develop our functional math and functional literacy curriculum, because people were like, but how do I do that? And I was like, cool, let me show you. I'll make a whole curriculum for it. I love the functional math and functional literacy curriculum because every exemplar is real world based. We're looking at reading recipes. We're looking at counting, measuring cups. We're looking always at things that we'd utilize in the community, in a job setting, in our houses that are going to be functional, but it's still focused on those core math and literacy skills. Even within our life skills curriculum, there's so many academic skills interwoven throughout every level because you cannot separate the two. And even if you're like, okay, well, we're going to shift to like life skills, functional skill goals, and we know academics will be involved, but that's just not the focus. We have to have that in our mind, though, that academics are still the focus. Because the mindset here is, I think, really important, because we're going to then know what to really focus on with our students within those skills, right? On teaching how to identify words and teaching how to add up components of a menu. We need to know what the academic skill is to know how to teach it, right? So that mindset there is really important, that we never walk away from academics and we are going to teach academics in a functional way. All right, so this concludes our summer series on hot takes. This was so fun. I hope you enjoyed these short and sweet episodes. I thought these were a good fit for summer, having episodes that are 5 to 10 minutes. You can easily listen on a drive or on a walk. We will be back next week with regularly scheduled programming, our regular length episodes and interviews, and I'm excited to go back to that. But I hope you enjoyed this hot takes series, and I would love to hear what you think. If you haven't engaged in the discussion over on social media, hit us up at The Autism Helper on Instagram or TikTok, and let me know what you think about all of our hot takes.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.